Hello and praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us to inspire and encourage each other with the Word of God. We're in that period between Christmas and the New Year. And as we saw yesterday, it's always a reflective moment. You're trying to see what worked, what did not work. What did I achieve? What did I not achieve? What could I have done that I never did that year? And you're just trying to review on how your year was. And we saw that it's very spiritual. When God was creating the heavens and the earth, after the end of every creative day, the scripture says he would review how his day was. And God saw that what he had done was good. That is what the scripture says. And it's very important for you also to review. How did I fare that year? What is it that I did right? Where did I go wrong? Where could I improve as I go to the next year? How are my relationships? How are my finances? How is my work life? How is my spiritual life? And that's generally how we do review. And we do reviews either as at the family level or even at an individual level. And it's also good to do spiritual review. And in spiritual review, and that's a question we ask in ourselves, did God deliver? I know you had spiritual goals that you were trusting God to help you fulfill by the end of 2023. Here in our daily inspirations, we were calling this year the year of our uplifting. And maybe you're looking around and you're wondering, did God really do it? Did God deliver? Were we ever uplifted? We had our goals. We had our aspirations. There are things that we wanted God to do. But maybe when we do review, it's like we are very far from what we were trusting God to do. And this is where now we need to be much more keener in trying to see how God did it. We had created highways that we expected God to use when he is coming to us. But you know, you can never time God, and you can never control how God answers prayers or how he does things in your life. You expected God to use the highway, but he used the sidewalk. You expected God to come through the door, but he came through the window or he came through the roof. It is very important for us to be all-rounded, even as we answer this question. Did God deliver for us in the year 2023? Were our goals met? Did God meet with the desires of our heart, even as we expressed as the year began? We drew our own canvases, and we're expecting God to come and fit into it. But God drew it and did something totally different. For example, maybe you expected several millions in your life, but maybe you did not get that money. Maybe what God did, he saved you from an accident that would have costed you several millions in a hospital. He saved you from a litigation case that would have costed you several millions defending it. It is like Martha and Mary expecting Jesus to come and heal their brother Lazarus. Maybe their theme for that year was Lazarus healing. And that is what they were learning with in that particular year. But the Lord never showed up until Lazarus died. Maybe they were disappointed. And it was possible for them to say, God never delivered in this particular year. But what they don't know is that Jesus used a back door to come and actually enlist Lazarus. And they ended up having Lazarus alive. What was the ultimate goal that they had in mind? My brother and my sister, before you fault God for not being faithful, before you fault God for not doing it, before you fault God for not delivering, I'm asking you just to look around. Look around. You know, somebody sang a song and said, count your blessings, name them one by one. Before you fault God for not doing it, don't only look at what he did. Look at what he allowed not to happen. Look at the way God's grace in its manifold form appeared to you, even as you went throughout the whole of this year. I'm reminded of John the Baptist when he neared the end of his ministry and he was in prison. And maybe he was doing his annual review, if not his life review. And he sent his disciples to Jesus. He was in jail. Maybe the theme of this year for John was out of jail, out of prison. And so he sends Jesus. Jesus, go and ask him, are you the one to come, or do we expect another one? You're not doing it the way we expected you to do it. Lord, you're not doing it as we expected you to do it. And we read that scripture in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, from verse 2. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. Are you almost at the point of stumbling, thinking that God is not faithful? God did not deliver. God did not do it. God failed me. Are you almost saying that? For John, he almost felt like that. Because he was only looking at his predicament. I'm in prison. I am here in this jail. But he's not looking at the other things that Christ was doing. The dead are raised. The sick are getting healed. Those with leprosy are being cleansed. You're not looking at what else he is doing. You are busy looking at the darkness around you to see the stars God has provided in your night. My brother, my sister, even as you review your year that was, on this question, did God deliver? My challenge to you is to be more rounded and look at the different dimensions God came through for you, even though you were not aware. You are blessed and you are a blessing. And thank you so much for joining me for this inspiration. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for reminding us that you are still at work, even when we see like you're not working. Yes, we ask ourselves, did God deliver for us? Because we had different themes, we had different goals, we had different aspirations for 2023. God help my brother and my sister to see your hand of faithfulness where the enemy is blinding them, not to stumble on account of you. Lord, some of them could be in a prison like Job. Help them to see the good news that are being spread out there, to see those who are getting healed, and even to see your work in other dimensions of their life, apart from what they have been trusting you. Thank you for speaking to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. From Charles Peter Inspirations, we're just wishing you a great, happy new year ahead. And we pray that God will guide you as you do your reflections and that he will meet you at the point of your need. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Have a fantastic day. Thank you.